Welcome to the Wedding Songs Podcast, featuring newly released songs you need to know and the tried and true classics. Get song ideas from the time guests arrive until the last dance of the reception. And now your host, Matt Campbell, founder of MyWeddingSongs.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wedding Songs Podcast. I am Matt Campbell. Today, we're going to be talking about choosing the right DJ. And to help me along with that is Drew Lum from True Entertainment 702. And of course, that 702 is Las Vegas. So welcome to the show, Drew.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Good to be here. Happy to be here. Very excited to talk about some stuffs and things with you.
Yes, we are happy that you are here. And I'm going to start off the same way I start off every interview is, can you just describe a most memorable or heartwarming wedding moment?
Yeah, so definitely I've been about 13 years now doing all these weddings. And I worked in also like even downtown in the chapels here in Las Vegas. So I've racked up well over thousands at this point because it was even smaller reception. So lots of heartfelt moments. But I think probably the one that locked me into all of this, when I was first given the opportunity to become a wedding DJ, there was one couple that was talking to me about it and I was explaining to them what I wanted to do. And they gave me the shot. They gave me that chance. And ever since that couple, it was Mr. and Mrs. Perez. They gave me a shot in October of, I don't even know, I think it was 2009 that they gave me this shot to do their wedding. And they were a wonderful couple. They had a wonderful group of people. And even though it was my first time and I was super nervous and I probably made more than a couple of mistakes, they had one of the best experiences of their life. So they told me. And that led into the lifelong passion. So now to create those kinds of experiences for other people to be able to bring their vision to life, but also know that I was such an important part of it, even if I'm in the background the whole time. That feels really nice inside. Creating memories is important.
Well, and I think that's one of the benefits of being the DJ that we always hear about, that you have to have the type A personality to command the room. But so much is just the feeling of doing what the couple wants and making their dreams happen. Nothing like it.
Yeah. And to follow on that, you do as a DJ, you need to have a lot of command and control. But I've also found that when you are that person that can connect with these crowds and when you can be someone that is a little bit more personable, that somebody wants to come up and ask questions to, they think you work for the venue. They want to ask you where everything's at. Like, I don't know, I'm just the DJ. But because you were so professional, that's the way they approach you. That's what I want. I want to be able to control and take care of a crowd without necessarily having to do it. Suggestion is the name of the game. And that makes it the most professional experience for your guests.
Absolutely.
And then, like I said, that's why that couple though, Mr. and Mrs. Perez, first couple that got me into this. So they're probably the most, I don't remember every couple's last name.
Kind of like the first dollar that you make. I know that first dollar.
I probably didn't even make a dollar on that one, but it was good.
That's awesome. Before we get started talking about choosing the right DJ, can you talk a little bit about you and your company?
Yeah. So like you said, my name is Drew. I own True Entertainment 702. It's based out here in Las Vegas. I'm a solo op company, so it's just me. I've worked for a lot of companies here in town, and I did that mainly because as somebody who's also done wedding planning and dabbled in event planning, it's always been important to me that you work with a person and then you know on the day of your wedding, that's the person you're going to get. And with so many DJ companies here in town and having so many people that can DJ, because let's be honest, really anybody can learn to do this, it makes it really nice to have that one-on-one experience. So even if in the future we ever decide to go and have a couple other DJs, those will be DJs that are trained to handle the planning process with the couples that they're working with. They'll be selected by the couple. That would be the goal. So for me, it's all, like I said in the beginning, because of that first experience I had and because of what I've done over the years, I wanted to create something that I could carve my own path in and be able to provide experiences for my couples and clients that I felt were doing things that maybe other people weren't. Also, I'm not going to lie, to be just a solo op DJ out here in town and everything, I didn't want to have to fall under the veil of another company. For me, it's really important to be able to provide the experience that I want to give and to be able to go above and beyond without having to charge all the time and without having to make people break the bank just because I'm following corporate lead. So another big part of that is just pricing. I love being able to work with my people, create a custom package, build exactly what they need, and then in turn, do a lot for my clients. But I'm also very limited. We only do 100 gigs a year. So if we're lucky enough to be able to work with you for your wedding day, we're very blessed. But also I only do 100 because the rest of the time is dedicated to my wife and my family. And that was another big part of starting this company. Amazing experiences for the people that I work with, but also a lot of work home balance to make sure that I can spend time with my daughter. She was just born in September. So a lot of time for that lady.
Yeah. Congrats. And also I think there's a lot of power in what you're saying that only 100 weddings a year, that makes you really give everything you have to those weddings as well. It's mm-hmm. not like you're going out three times every single weekend. You're able to really help those couples, I think.
Definitely. And I also, when I say 100 events a year, I also do one dress a day. So I never try to double book anything within a day. Because I am solo op, it's just a little bit too stressful for me to have to go do a gig early in the morning, pack it all up, run to your wedding, be ready to rock for that. I don't ever want to show up sloppy. So we try to present it as when it's your day, it's your day. And I think that that's really special for people.
Just as a side question then, are you creating the contracts directly with the couples? Or are you signing those with the venues themselves?
I actually do both. I have a couple of planners and venues that I work with. I mainly work with planners and then a couple of venue owners, but I do book a lot myself. Being a solo op, it makes it a lot tougher to work with planners just because they'll tend to throw you a lot of bones. And if you're not there to pick them up, they're going to go find someone that will. So that makes it tough. I definitely do a lot of solo booking, but I also am very blessed to have some good friends here in town that have given me a lot of work with good places.
Oh, very cool. Let's get started talking about choosing the right DJ. And how do you define the right DJ, quote unquote?
That's a great question. That's an amazing question. The right DJ, let's start with how people usually find their DJ, right? A lot of people are going to go online and they're going to Google Las Vegas wedding DJ, or they're going to look up birthday DJ or something like that. And they're going to find all of these different people who have been in town for quite a while or have boosted their SEO and made it so they're on the top of Google and all this stuff. Then they're going to call and they're going to talk to somebody that is the salesperson for that company, whose only job is to tell you everything you want to hear in the way that you want to hear it so that you'll book with their DJ, who, even though you just spent $1,200, is only paid $35 an hour to come and service your day. So when I say choose the right DJ, I feel like the most important thing for choosing the right DJ is not only that, but finding the right experience. When you work with someone, not even just my company, but other companies here in town that are solo op, or even someone that when you work with that company, they hire you to work with the DJ directly, you're getting a lot more of an experience. I also try to recommend people that work for themselves. I don't believe in competition here in this town. You should support every other DJ. Nobody's available every day. So to sit and try and keep everything for yourself is very silly. Hand it out, do what you can. So for other solo op people, when you're looking into it, talk to them, find out if they do have the right vibe. Ask them about their personal interests, but also know that the right DJ, their personal interests don't matter. The right DJ is only interested in your interests, and they're going to create the environment that you want, and nothing about them matters. All that matters is they're going to put on the show that you want for your guests and that you guys get along while doing it, honestly.
Yeah, the connection that you have, for sure.
The right DJ is just all about how you guys experience each other. That first phone call will give you everything you need to know, and then pricing and stuff like that can always sway you in one direction or another, but I think for sure that first phone call is the most important thing. People that communicate through text, it's not good enough when you're talking about something that's going to be the background of one of the most important nights of your life.
You brought up a great point that hasn't really been talked about on my podcast before, is multi-ops are fine. And I agree with 100% with what you said, is talking with your DJ is so important rather than just the salesperson, and trusting the company that doesn't allow you to do that. I would have lots of reservations for that.
And there's quite a few where they're still sending you out a packet and you fill out that packet through your email, you give it back to them. A lot of couples don't know this, but it's not until the day of your wedding that that DJ is being handed that packet. And maybe even a hard drive of music that was already prepared by the company, which is their same playlist and same things that they use. It's the same Vitamin String Quartet they've been using for 10 years, and nothing's ever going to change. It's not going to get better, but you still spent $1,200 and ended up with a McDonald's DJ. And it's like, that's not what you should have got. That's not what you should have got. It's just not fair. Not for them to know either. Most of the websites are going to sell you in a certain direction. So it's really about research. And like I said, getting on the phone with the DJ directly and talking to them about what it is that they're going to provide for you.
100%. And I think that we're in a different scenario in Vegas because there's so many weddings happening here. It's not like we're in small town Kansas where there's 50 weddings a month per se or whatever. Yep. What do you tell couples who do not have a large budget that, let's say, maybe they only have $500 for their wedding?
When people are coming in and they're on a budget, like I said earlier, a big part of why I was able to do my company and what I think is a blessing about it is that I can work with people in a lot of different ways. If you have a small enough wedding where it's on a weekday, we don't have anything booked, we're within 30 days, all of the planets align just right for me to have the time and make it happen for you, of course, because part of why I do this is making memories for people. So there have been quite a few within 7 days, somebody calls and they're like, hey, can you do this? It's a birthday party for my kid or something like that. And the answer is absolutely. Nothing is going to come in the next few days that's going to mess that up. And at the end of the day, like I said, we do this because I love to do it. So why would I say no to going and doing something fun? Even kids' parties or art galleries, stuff like that, anything that comes up, as long as it's the right choice for me as well, then I'll do it. But I also believe in letting people know that. I'll let them know, hey, I have this day available. This is my cost on my website. Know that I'm going to bring a little bit less for you. I'm not going to make a lot of extra work for myself, but I would love to be part of the day. Here's what I'm going to bring for you. I'll put it in a quote. Let me send it to you via email. If you like the number, let's make it happen. And I'll probably come in under what you're looking for. Is that a 3-hour event you're looking for? Is that a 4-hour event? Let's try and make it so that everybody wins. Because if it's a 4-hour wedding and we say it's $125 an hour, I'll still take care of you. You know what I mean? $125 an hour for a direct solo op is a lot different than paying that to a big company.
That's a good point. Another great point that you made too, there's a big difference between Friday and Saturday. And one of the great things I think that's come out of the pandemic is Thursdays and Sunday events. That's a great way to save on the budget and also get a quality DJ that's on an off night.
Yep. I'm more than happy to work with you typically. I found for me, like you said, Thursdays and Sundays right now are just popping off. I literally just had a wedding this Thursday and it was down on the strip at the loft above Cabo Wabo. Beautiful wedding and super fun. But also you would not believe the kinds of things this couple had going on just because they could. It's a Thursday. Everything is available. There's nothing that's going to say no to you. Even in planning, I'm like, go weekday wedding if you can, man. Saves you money, gets you extra stuff.
And if you're in Vegas on a Thursday, just make sure it's not March Madness because that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Not a good place to be right now.
Yep, that's for sure. So do you ever turn down couples that you think aren't the right fit?
Very rarely. Like I said earlier, I try to create experiences for people that are based on their preferences. So no matter who it is I'm working with, I do Indian weddings, I do bat and bar mitzvahs, I do a lot of different things that are not mine, like culturally or not necessarily what I'm into on a daily basis. But you better believe that for those events, that's what I learn and that's what I love. Like, I didn't know I loved Bollywood music until I did my first Indian wedding. And now I can thumka myself. So it's like, it's fine. We're doing good. But when it comes to turning people down, I feel like that is the right thing to do sometimes. Not everybody is a good fit. And what you asked earlier about being the right DJ, that has to do with you guys working together. If for some reason we speak on the phone and we're just kind of clashing back and forth that you're asking about music, I say one thing, you're like, yeah, I don't really like that. If we're not at the point of having already placed a deposit, and we're not already at the point of you being paid in full or a few days out from your wedding to where we should probably make this work because I don't want you to have to find somebody, you know what I mean? Then definitely you should find the right person for you. I'm actually happy to recommend a few people that might work best for you. Here's somebody I think maybe more your style. It's not necessarily turning down the couple. It's more letting them know I might not be the right fit for them. Every couple is a great fit. That's why I have a planning app and 100,000 songs and I can make anything happen for anybody. But am I the right fit for you? I don't know. It's tough to say. Not until we talk or unless we meet. So there are some couples I can say for sure. Like, there's one couple I met at a bridal show and it was Whitney and Lindsay. I hope they don't mind that I'm saying their names. I'm sure that they won't because I didn't give last names. Nobody knows who they are. Whitney and Lindsay met me at a bridal show and they put off planning until way later last year. And still, because we had such a good connection during that small moment of meeting, reached back out and wanted to move forward with the planning and ended up, it missed the special that I was doing at the bridal show. We still gave them a good enough discount to where they got the package they wanted. They got all the same inclusions. Everybody wins. And now I get to be part of this day that is really cool. And then also ended up being their planner is another close friend from here in town. So it was like, they're in good hands.
It's awesome. So when you're working with a couple with music that you're not dealing with every single day, how does that conversation go? Do they give you a playlist or how does that go down?
So for me, I run everything through Vibo. Quick shout out to Vibo and their team. If you're a DJ company and you're doing planning, look into Vibo, buddy. It makes your life a million times easier. So I do all of my planning with my couples through the Vibo app. And then any songs that they have that I'm not familiar with, I try to make sure that even though I've simplified my planning process and I've simplified how it works for couples, that I still put in a lot of time to building these playlists for the day. So if you give me artists I'm not familiar with, or if you give me a style of music I'm not well versed in, my goal the week before your wedding is to become versed in that music. If you were to say, give me a lot of ska, which and be honest with you right now, right off the, but see, you're like, I'm like top of my head.
Mighty Boss Tones.
I can only tell you a couple. And so like, I would have to do some research, but I would also let him know, like, it's my job to be your personal Pandora. I'm a real life Pandora. So you plug in your artists and you plug in your songs, and it's my job to create a list of music that you're going to enjoy based off of the few that you've given me. So I allow for up to 30 songs in a cocktail hour, but I try to tell people, put like 5 or 6, don't overdo it, because I want you to let me be a DJ for you.
That's a great point. Another thing too is, it's not like it's during the dancing time. So you're mentioning ska. It's not like you're going to be playing an hour of ska music.
Right. 100%. Yeah. That's, I feel like people forget about that too for stuff like cocktail hour. I also try to remind people, especially couples, I'm like, 90% of time, unless you're that one couple that got all their photos done beforehand, sometimes you're not even there. To pick all of your favorite music during cocktail hour is, it's great because people will know that you like it, but you kind of want to pick your grocery store songs for that. Like your stuff that random people are going to hear, maybe sing in the background, not really notice that it's there. Pick a genre that's complimentary to your group, but it's just background music. And it's not something you have to worry about because you're not even going to hear it.
As long as you're not boring guests.
Yeah, just don't put them to sleep. You can do that at dinner. Put them to sleep a little bit at dinner, but cocktail hour, keep them moving. Keep them moving.
Time for a quick break from the show to let you know about the Wedding Music Letter. Are you struggling to find the wedding songs that match your personality and music style? Are you having a hard time keeping up with the new wedding songs being released? Then subscribe today to the Wedding Music Letter by going to my website, myweddingsongs.com, and clicking on the Join Now button. Every Wednesday, you'll get song ideas to build your wedding playlists. On the last day of the month, you'll get all of the new wedding songs released from the prior month. So subscribe today and join over 7,000 other engaged couples and wedding pros by going to myweddingsongs.com and joining the Wedding Music Letter today. Now back to the show.
So how important do you think it is to have synergy between you as the DJ and your clients?
100%. I think it's one of the most important things. For me to give everything I have when I'm giving announcements to a crowd and hype them up for this couple, I really want to know them. I want to be in this moment with them. I want to feel proud of what's happening, and it makes it much easier for me to announce things. People that I just met for the first time, we've never talked about their music, and then I show up to do their day. It's like, I'm going to give you a great experience, but it's going to be so much more scripted. There's no way to do it different at that point, because you don't know me. To you, I'm just the DJ. And to me, you're unfortunately at this point just a client. And to even my just a client clients, I'm going to take really good care of you and I'm going to do my best. But I can only give you a script because I don't know anything about you. You know what I mean? I did a wedding Saturday, and what became the tagline of the day was, and more dogs, because they're not going to have kids. They're going to have more dogs. And everybody knew that. And we just kept saying it. You kept doing it over and over again. And by the end of the night, instead of clapping, everybody's like, and more dogs. It was just the best thing ever. Really annoying by the end of the night, but it was good.
And then you're playing Who Let the Dogs Out.
I missed that opportunity. I missed. Yeah, opportunity lost. They were also like really good friends. So it was like a pleasure to bring the day to life. It was a year and a half in the making for them. So it was really good. Wow. We didn't really start getting into the nitty gritty parts of planning until probably like 6 months out.
So that's another question I want to ask you then. Typically, what I have found is couples plan their wedding music the last 2 weeks before their weddings. Do you find that having your software helps them plan a little bit earlier?
So I encourage, once you decide to work with me, and I'm not sure how everybody else does it, but the first step I take with any client is to try and lock in a consultation with them, whether it's in person, on Zoom like this, or meeting over the phone at minimum. I want to take a chance to talk to them and then customize the app. Before I even send them a link, I'm already trying to customize and build that app for them. Once the app is customized, we've had that consultation, we've gotten the chance to talk about the event, get to know each other a little bit more, find out what they're looking for. Then I send them that link and they are free to do whatever they want up until about 2 weeks out from the wedding. Because like you said, that's usually when people are making their final decision. By 2 weeks out from the wedding, I actually try to have everything done. I have my app set to lock it 10 days out before your event. Honestly speaking, there are tons of couples that I have to unlock it. and like yeah, it's how it goes. But the 10-day thing really helps out for a lot of people because they feel like they've already got it done. I also think the app being connected to the different platforms that it is. So for instance, it's connected to their Spotify directly on their phone. Any playlist that they built for their wedding, I try to tell people, I'm like, well, we're building up to the day of your wedding. Add songs into a playlist. Keep on adding songs into that playlist. And then when we get to the actual planning day, when you want to sit down and talk about music, you've got all of this here. It's already built into the system. Just click which ones you want to do. And then we're square. I was like, build different playlists for the cocktail hour, for the dinner, when you're driving in the car and you hear the right song, add it to the list. It's as simple as that. And I never want to make planning hard for the DJ. I do think it's extremely important when it comes to your DJ. I think you should not only find the right person that you have an experience with. I think you should also, unfortunately to say this, it's spend the right amount of money. There are a lot of people here in town. I mentioned earlier a McDonald's DJ. I always try to ask my couples, like, what are you serving for dinner? If they don't say fast food, I'm like, well, then you probably shouldn't get a McDonald's DJ. That's just the best way to do it. It's you spend a little bit more. So when it comes to the end all, your ultimate choice is going to be somebody that is not only finding that synergy with you, but also finding it with your guests and then leading that into their planning. Your final 2 weeks of your wedding should have nothing to do with tiny details like the background song of you walking down the aisle, because they're not going to remember to tell you. And then the day before the wedding, you're stressing to get this and you shouldn't have that dropped on them in the first place. Just have it done 30 days out if you can. 10 days is what I set because I think it's best for everyone. But yeah, just be ahead of the game. It's part of your job as the professional and the DJ is to keep the couple on point. They've got a million other things to worry about and they don't realize how important you are.
That's interesting you say that too, because I'm actually writing about the bridal entrance songs to the ceremony. And if they're changing that song last minute, so much goes into that, where if there's songs before, you're trying to figure out your cue points, when to start, when to end, how long are they going to walk? There's so much that goes into that. And to change that song last minute, you can change your first dance song, that's fine. But to change the ceremony, there's only one chance for that.
Yeah. And that's a huge thing I try to tell people is a wedding is a one-time deal. So as much as I may seem a little bit, I'm not going to lie, probably a little bit anal sometimes about getting certain pieces of information, it's really not for me. I want to do a good job and I want to create a great experience for you. But at the end of the day, when you walk down that aisle, if it's not right to the time that you wanted, everything else from that point on is going to have a flaw. It's already happened. So even though everyone says perfection isn't real, I challenge that. We do our best because if you can create that experience for them in every way possible. I list start and end times on my ceremony. I list start and end times on my first dance. I list start and end times with parent dances. I want you to be as thorough as you can be. Also, I want you to know you don't have to be. If you want to be that type E bride who doesn't give a crap and just wants me to pick everything, I could do that too. As on point as I am about it, as serious as I want people to take it, I also think it's important to embrace who they are. So if it's a very lax couple who just wants one heck of a party, they have a few things that they care about and the rest, they're just like, do your thing. Cool. Let's go. Let's have a party.
Yeah. We can figure out what the crowd wants, what your guests want, just from the music that's played during the cocktail hour. And
exactly right. Yeah. I'm already watching to see what they're moving to and the kind of genres that get them bobbing their head a little bit. And while I'm doing that, even during cocktail hour or dinner, I'm already mapping out a few songs I'm picking out for the night. And from there we grow.
That's a great transition. Then how do you approach planning the music for your couples for the background music?
So once again, I try to give them a really good opportunity to build it. Give me a few songs to build it off of. Once they do that, I build it 100% on preferences. I try to add in a few things I like in random genres because I think it's fun to do that. But I also try not to overstep boundary. I feel like you have those DJs every now and then that will be like, oh, I know this genre, so I want to play this song. Doesn't mean that it fits. And I'm not talking about key or your pitch. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm just saying it doesn't fit. I did a wedding for a couple who absolutely loved hardcore music. They love metal. It's their favorite thing in the world. They knew that it did not fit for their wedding day. They didn't play it. I think they had one song in the night that was played way after old people left so that they can enjoy their moment. But even then they knew that it might not even happen because it just wasn't the right time. And all of their friends came out and partied with them. Everybody went and had a great time with them. But it just, you have to be careful.
For sure. If I was talking to a couple like that, I would be saying there's so many covers nowadays. Mm-hmm. I know a heavy metal group that I think's violin and cello, and they're doing covers to Metallica, and it's like, yeah, wow, awesome. This is unbelievable.
There's a million versions of a million things. A big thing that I feel like people don't say enough is we talk about wedding couples and how it's your wedding day, and it's so important that you have a great experience. And it is 100% because it is your day. I will challenge that and say that the experience of the guests, that is why you're doing this day. You invited all these people to come celebrate you. So for every one of those guests, their goal is to see you happy. But the only goal of that couple is to see every one of them leave with a smiling face. Because if even one of them is upset, you're terrible.
Well, they did a study once. They asked couples that attended weddings, what do you remember? And the two things were how good was the food and if we had a good time. So yeah, those are the two most important things.
Yeah. And the one thing that'll guarantee your couple not to have a good time, no matter how close you were, are unhappy guests. Unhappy guests goes up and puts that in their ear and lets that marinate and keeps on telling them. And a month later, all of a sudden you had an all-star night with this couple and then you have a bad review and you're like, what happened? What happened? Not my experience, never happened to me, but I'm just saying. Like,
yes, I could see that scenario.
That's the kind of stuff that haunts my nightmares. So I try to make sure everybody's treated just as important as the client, and also let the client know we're doing this for them.
I love it. Just to kind of close things out, is there anything that we didn't talk about today that you think we should talk about?
So I would say in terms of a company, we've talked about everything I'd really like to mention. DJs are DJs. I love what we do. And I think that we're an awesome group of people, but I also try to put my ego to the side every now and then and remember that anyone, unfortunately nowadays, anyone can go pick up a controller, go on YouTube and learn how to do that. So what I would say is really important outside of not only finding the right DJ for you, find somebody that is also experienced in what they're doing. Don't go find that guy that's just doing his first time. I think it's great because, like I said, my most memorable couple, Mr. and Mrs. Perez, gave me my first shot. But I also know that if I was the DJ I was today, I could have done a much better job for them. And it's a little thing that gets me every time. I like doing a good job for my people. So just know that experience is what gives you that, the ability to take a deep breath, even when things go bad, and know there's a fix for it. That comes with experience. And that on your wedding day is irreplaceable. So outside of that, I'd say everything else is great.
Awesome. Just going off of that, I was going to say, even if you're just getting started, there's no reason that you can't shadow another DJ or work like you did, work for another DJ company, just carrying the equipment in and out, just helping them just to get that experience of how weddings usually go in your area. Because you know, and I know a wedding that happens in Vegas may not happen the same way in LA and the same way in New York. So we could talk about weddings till we're blue in the face, but it doesn't mean that's the way they happen in your area.
100%. Yeah. And it also, I would say an experienced DJ, when you're talking to somebody that's, I don't want to say a novice, because you can have a lot of skill and have never done an event before. You could be a bedroom DJ and be absolutely amazing. Like, I have no hate towards people streaming and all that, because there are people that are way better at mixing than I am. You know what I mean? And I'm happy to admit that. But the one thing you can't replace is like when somebody comes in and they don't have the right adapters or controller to be able to plug in. They haven't experienced this venue. They don't know what's going on. Even for just a small note to anybody who might be starting out as a DJ, like you said, don't be afraid to shadow. My first job as a DJ was, I got real lucky, but I shadowed this guy, and this guy was the main wedding DJ, and he didn't let me touch weddings for a cool few months. And then eventually they found out he didn't have a business license and all this stuff fell apart, and they gave me the opportunity to become the new him. And they hired me on as a director of entertainment and all this cool stuff. And I was very blessed because they took me to Guitar Center to go buy the equipment I needed for that spot. And I was like, okay, we're going to get what I know how to use. But for most people, if you walk into a venue and they've got CDJ 3000s with a Pioneer mix, you're not going to know what you're doing. If you're switching from CDJs and then you're coming into Rain 12s, like, what are you going to do? I would just say, get a little bit of experience, make a lot of friends in the DJ community. Everybody's really cool and really helpful. And don't be afraid to ask for advice. Closed mouths don't get fed. Most important thing you can remember in life.
Absolutely. Attend a conference.
Yeah, attend a conference. Talk to random people. Say hi. Yep. Put it out there. Give out a business card. Also, sure, when you see someone really successful, I feel like a lot of people are always thinking it's weird to fanboy or go up and mention like that you respect somebody. Do it. Do it. That's how they got to where they're at. I guarantee you. They talked to the right person or they opened the right door. And so for anybody watching this, yeah, just go out there, get your dreams, and also know that you don't have to fall into being that same old regular DJ.
So how can people find you and follow along with you and your company?
Yeah. So I am an old man in a young man's body. I am terrible with my social media. So my Instagram is @TrueEnt702. Anybody can check me out there if they want to follow. I post a few things from from events every now and then. I'm trying to get better at it, but I've been real distracted with our baby lately. And then you could also check us out on Facebook, but I don't really use that. My website is true702.com. And outside of that, it's pretty easy. I was like, just call me. Call anytime. You guys are more than welcome. Number is on Google.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Drew, for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Of course. If anybody ever wants to check out like actual mixes and stuff, I totally forgot to mention, we have Mixcloud and Twitch. We stream weekly for TooHotRadio.net in the UK. So every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard or 12 to 2 a.m. in the UK. You guys are more than welcome to tune in and listen to TooHotRadio.net.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again, Drew, for being on the podcast. Stay tuned for next week with an interview with another wedding pro. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Of course, you as well, sir. Thank you for the chance.
Thank you for listening to the Wedding Songs Podcast. Never miss a future episode. Subscribe today to our podcast. Follow us on Facebook at My Wedding Songs and send us a message about playlists you would like covered.